Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Sugano. Not quite Daisuke. He holds, he throws, and Anthony drives one high and deep. Sayonara! A homer for Roman. And it is 1-0 in Baltimore. Chapman is ready with a 1-0. And here it is. And it's high in the air into shallow left field. Should do it. Duran fittingly is underneath it. He's there to make the play. Ball game over. Duran's 3-run homer, the biggest swing of the night. Roman opened it with a blast, and Aroldis closes it with yet another dominant save. 4-3 the final. The Sox win the opener in Baltimore.
Now, of course, Will Fleming on the calls. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 4-3 last night back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Rob Bradford, like yesterday, in for the middle 2 hours of the program. Bradford, how are you?
People are still buzzing.
Hyped after yesterday.
You sprung out of bed and said, where's my baseballs and boring shirt?
Give me that shirt.
Your triceps have never looked better,
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a nice fitting shirt.
It always is. Yeah, it always is. I mean,
it pops.
You have the option. You can cut the sleeves off like Tyler O'Neill did.
Thinking about it.
A couple more curls.
You
can go full O'Neill. Yep. I did a podcast with O'Neill last week, and he said a lot of things.
Sick brag, bro.
All right, let it be said, let it be done.
I don't know if Bradford or Andy Hart has more brags per minute. I can't decide. Well, you think it's Bradford?
I think though Nick's senses are heightened.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing back
all
there.
All I'm saying is that I'm trying to identify where this story is coming
from.
Got
it. You were talking to Tyler O'Neill, former Red Sox slugger.
He had the one line said, the pump is immaculate. He's talking about his workout.
The pump.
He said, the pump is immaculate with a straight face.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's definitely serious.
He's talking about, you do this, and the pump is immaculate. I'm like, okay, that's great.
I remember, I think you were the one that broke the story that there weren't weights heavy enough in the Red Sox weight room.
That is accurate.
That's probably why
he left town.
It might have been.
He could not. So I asked him, because, it's a trademark question. How much do you bench?
Sure.
It's kind of like with Uber drivers. Like, what's your dream job?
What do you bench?
And by the way, what do you bench?
You're talking like max or for reps?
No, max.
Okay.
Max. Yeah. And baseball players are always laugh because, we're baseball players don't bench.
But O'Neal
was like, no, are you kidding me? All I do is max. But here's the problem. Like, we don't have enough dumbbells for me to max.
He's going to get the paint cans on like he's Bruce Willis and Unbreakable?
He was. He was absolutely serious. He's like, they only go up to 120s and I need 150s.
Yeah, not enough.
No.
Sick brag, bro.
I feel that pain. Right.
So I remember, was that on the clubhouse that he was in with his wife? And they were like just talking about like all the healthy food that they eat and like how much they work out and stuff. And I'm like, that to me. Good for them.
Yeah,
they're in great shape. Maybe they live forever. But to me, not for me.
No.
Not how I'm going to go through life. No.
Really?
Just like planning my next workout and my next healthy meal. That sounds miserable.
You've never done that. You've never been in that zone. Never.
No.
Okay.
Not even close. Look at me. Not even close.
Have you ever wanted to reach full muscle capacity? Have you ever been in that this month I'm going to get jacked?
No. I've never said that in my life.
Really?
Now, when I was in high school, I wanted to get strong. In college, I wanted to get stronger.
Okay.
And so, maybe I'd have a whole milk.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go too crazy about it.
But not for.
Maybe I'd have an extra egg. But no, I'm not going.
What's that diet called, Keith?
The egg diet?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see Rocky?
Chicken or that comes out of a chicken. That's all you can eat. No, I think I did creatine maybe for a little bit. Didn't do anything. Yeah.
Where's the sick brag, bro, for that one?
Sick brag, bro.
We don't overdo it.
You can't do it every 2 seconds.
You overdo it.
But, no, there's your Tyler O'Neal minute. But Red Sox winners last night. Roman Anthony, let's start with this. Back in the leadoff spot, Sox a dinger. You like him as the leadoff hitter?
Yes.
It does seem like the team is different with him in the leadoff spot.
Yes. Well, science and statistics will suggest that that's a good spot for him.
Yeah.
His numbers are great. Bregman's numbers are great in the number two spot, and Duran's numbers are great in the number three spot. So also, the way of the world now, Rich, is that it used to be your best hitter was three, maybe even four, back in the day. Back when little Robbie Bradford was running to go see the playoff game in the Yankees and Red Sox in 78.
Well, even 04, it was Manny Ortiz.
Manny Ortiz.
And then they flipped it to Ortiz Manny.
But those were the two best hitters. Your good comp. Much better comp than me talking about Jim Rice.
Just got to moderate it up. Yeah. Freshen up a little bit.
Yeah. But the three, the four, that was – and then – I think the first one might have been Trout. You bumped up to number two.
Yeah.
So the second hitter for the last few years was the guy, because Ohtani was another guy.
Ohtani, Judge.
But now they're bumping it up to one.
So weird.
Well, no, it's not weird
at all.
But
I always thought of
one. It's like you get the extra at bat. What's so weird about it?
Yeah, but I guess I'd have to do the math on how many more at bats does the leadoff hitter get than the number two hitter. And the number two hitter at least has a chance to have a guy on base every time he's up, whereas the leadoff hitter, you're guaranteed one at bat with nobody on base. And that's why I think it's odd that Ohtani, who has 45 home runs, hits leadoff. If you want to hit him second, fine. Back in the day, like you said, third, that's probably where he was, but second's fine. But I don't know. I do find it odd. Maybe I'm also just used to Kenny Lofton, Ricky Henderson, steel merchants.
I'm going to go back. Jerry Remy.
The Rem Dog. No, but even the Red Sox, some of these, let's go a little bit more modern, but Damon, Crisp, Ellsbury,
yes.
Mookie Betts, those are more prototypical leadoff
hitters. They would literally put a guy with a 200 on base percentage if he could run.
He's fast.
He's fast.
You don't want that. And then I remember, was it the Phillies? They would have Schwarber hit leadoff, and you're like, wait, what?
Well, he still does.
Yeah, that's odd. It's strange to me.
But I think in this case, it's the lefty-righty thing.
It seemed, though, watching Jaron Duran last year, you're like, wow, that is the perfect leadoff hitter because he turns singles into doubles. He could steal bases. He's got a little bit of pop. And this year, he just hasn't been himself.
You know the biggest difference between him and Anthony? One gets on base a lot more.
Yeah, Anthony's an on-base machine.
Right.
Yeah,
well, and there you go. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so that's fine. I just find it kind of, interesting.
It is interesting. No, I mean, it's like the evolution of baseball, the great game of baseball.
It is.
But Anthony, we'll say it again. I mean, Anthony is good. Science would suggest is good.
To go one step further, you had mentioned the comments from
Trevor Story.
Trevor Story the other day where he said Roman Anthony could be the face
of baseball.
And I don't know. It got me thinking. For a guy who's only 21 and a pretty freshly turned 21, there is already a confidence you have as a fan watching him at the plate. There are certain guys – that when they're up there, you're like, something good's going to happen.
Yes.
He's either going to get on base somehow. Maybe he socks a dinger. You know, runners on base, great. He's going to drive him in. You don't have that feeling about everybody. You already have it with this guy. He's only played 63 major league games. So I guess what is the limit for this
guy?
So
I love a good face of team, city, franchise, league conversation.
It's a good talk.
I said Ohtani yesterday. Ohtani, I think we both agreed that he's maybe the face. And so this is a case for that, which is if you saw him the other night where the heckler's heckling him the entire game, he's striking out, then he hits the dinger, and then he comes back and high fives the heckler. I think Trout's never done that.
Trout doesn't know there's anybody in the stands.
No.
And he's very much a vacuum.
So there's just enough personality in Shohei Ohtani, even though he doesn't necessarily speak the language, there's just enough personality where you're like, okay, he can do a New Balance commercial, and I can buy that. I might, he seems like a nice guy. He seems like a guy who looks to have fun every once in a while. He is a dog. Like, let's go.
So I think... And not to sound like the big ugly American here, but there is something when we talk about like in the NBA, like Jokic is the best player, but I don't know if he's the face of the league. Ohtani's the best player. So I guess in some regards, he's
who is the face of the NBA?
I think they're still holding on to like Curry, LeBron,
I think it's
Durant.
LeBron is still.
LeBron probably still.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think Curry's probably. I think Curry's close. I think they're, Gilgeous Alexander was the MVP. Tatum is in the mix. But, like, Gilgeous Alexander, I don't know if people are buying it. Not that they're not buying it.
I'm going to say 2026, emaciated Luka Doncic is going to be.
Luka could be. I think Anthony Edwards had, like, a chance where he could take it. But you still have to win. But, like, Tatum doesn't have the personality, I think, for it. But I don't think it's, like, I also don't think it's the foreign guys. Like, I don't think it's Giannis. Maybe it'll be Luka.
Okay,
maybe
so
prove me wrong.
To come back to Anthony, why this possibly could be the case. Number one, you have to be good. You have to be a superstar. You have to be one of the best players. And I think Trevor Story was saying, down the road, he's trending that way. All right, I think we can buy into that. Next is sort of personality. And I've tried to envision myself, this isn't fair to Roman Anthony, him doing a commercial. Like, because that's part of this deal,
right?
It
is, yeah. If you want to be out there, you got
to
do something.
So
like that.
Roman, as you're going to find out when we bring Turpin down there to have the big quiz off with him in the dugout.
Yes,
he's got a really good dry sense of humor, and so, but he's not afraid to have fun.
Okay,
like, he's not afraid to have fun.
Good.
He's not this guy like, I went through the rookie development program and they told me to give cliche answers.
Yeah, it's
like,
not that.
No, so I do think there is that element of it. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, we freak out about that bat flip the other night.
Oh, it was great.
But it wasn't that big a bat flip.
No, but it was cool.
I mean, this
was cold. It was cold is what it was.
This wasn't like Junior Caminero in the Dominican Republic, like running backwards.
No, it wasn't that.
That's what made it better, though, because it looked like he'd been there before. He just kind of like tossed the bat.
That is true.
He's like, I do this.
And then he just immediately right when, like, Acuña Jr., he does the electric slide rounding second. And then he does a whole thing.
I mean,
if he didn't keep getting hurt, he could be a candidate for this.
Yeah, it's got to be. Also, I think you do have to have just like be really consistent. And so like Mookie Betts, for example, is having like a down year. But he had a number of years in a row where he was just like so good and was on teams that were in the playoffs. So Mike Trout, that was also working against him. He never played any meaningful games. So I think that takes you to the next level, too. And not that you're expecting, like, he's going to win, like, a bunch of World Series. But you got to be playing in October a lot to sort of, all eyes on you. You have a big moment. Then that can sort of
If Mookie was having the year that he normally has, he would be in this conversation.
Yeah,
But you can't say that with a guy with a 720 OPS or whatever it is. But I will say this, in terms of, again, a great face of the whatever conversation, face of Boston sports, all right.
It's Tatum and Brown right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, Tatum's hurt right now, but he won a title.
I love Jaylen Brown. I love, like, how he says what he says, and I love what he does, and, like, all that stuff. And he's a good player, but I don't know if he's the face of Boston sports
Well, he's not even the face of his team, but I'm just saying if you were going to rank everybody, I would think that because of what they've accomplished and where they're at in their prime – I would go Tatum and Brown 1-2. I would say he hasn't earned it yet, but maybe Drake May 3. and then you go to like Pasternak or somebody like that, maybe
put it this
four.
If Alex Bregman.
Yeah, Bregman and Crochet, I think, are knocking on the door.
So if Alex Bregman signed a big contract, like a 6-year contract.
Yeah.
I think he immediately go to the top of the list.
The top, like above Tatum? Let's not go slap here. Let's not go nuts.
But he'd be in the top three.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. I can see that.
But Roman Anthony, I think this time next year.
Yeah, different conversation.
I think he absolutely, yeah, absolutely could.
I think so.
I mean, my Xander Bogaerts take from a couple of years ago didn't age well.
What was the that he was the top guy?
I think when I was looking for something to write, I said Xander Bogaerts is the face of Boston sports. Yeah.
Now that he's being honest about it, he's,
yeah.
I mean, appreciate that. I'm all about honesty.
So these are the guys that are at the top of baseball in WAR, which I know all you baseball writers vote solely on the MVP based on these numbers. But just to sort of put in perspective, I don't know if any of these guys, besides Aaron Judge, are like the face of the league. So Aaron Judge is the best WAR. Maybe the face of the league. You can make a case.
Too boring.
He's talking a lot of dingers, but he is boring. Pete Crow Armstrong.
Good one.
He's having a good year. The big dumper, Cal Raleigh, having a great year.
Good one.
I wouldn't consider either of those guys face of the league. Bobby Witt Jr., really good. Plays for Kansas City. I don't think that really helps him. Then it's Ohtani. Fernando Tatis Jr., I think, had a chance. Then what, he got suspended 2 years ago for roids or whatever? So
yeah,
like,
this it had too many things going on.
And then, like,
on.
Corey Seager's on this
list.
So like,
not happening.
Just, I point that out to be like, Roman Anthony, if he is good the rest of the way, hopefully they have a playoff run, and then is an all-star next year, you can jump up pretty quickly, I would say.
To be that guy, you have to be the guy who I think looks the part. Number one, like Pete Crow Armstrong, in case people don't know who he is, his mother was the
the mom in Little Big League.
The mother in Little Big League.
Yeah. But so that put him on the map. They were like,
put him on my map. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But he isn't like this physically imposing guy.
No.
And so even though he dyes his hair blue and is a nice guy and runs around and everything else and is really good,
yeah.
Like I still look at Ohtani, and Ohtani is this mythical guy.
Ohtani's the right? next level.
Ohtani is like this guy who, when I walked in, you know, when I'm around the Dodgers or any team he's around, I remember, he's the guy you remember, like, that you think, granddad was in the same room as Shohei Ohtani. That's the type of guy. There's not a lot of guys like, I remember Jordan. I was in the same room as Jordan once.
Jordan, yeah, no, Shohei's definitely
sick.
Yeah.
I mean, bro.
I think that's too many. You didn't let me finish the thought. He was with with the Washington Wizards.
Still so. Averaged 20 a game.
Did he? Hell yeah, he did.
He's Jordan.
Well, I remember Tyrone Lue being his locker mate. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. No, Pete Crow Armstrong, 2 home runs away from a 30-30 season.
Oh, look at you.
And he was traded.
He slowed way down.
He
was 25-25 before the All-Star break.
Correct. I think he went like a month without a hit. Like, he really is falling apart. But I think he's turned it back around, I believe, recently. But, yeah, he was also traded by the Mets for, like, 40 games of Javi Baez.
Not great.
Not great ones.
But, yeah. So I think that to me, it has to be Ohtani. And as much as we like to thank Roman Anthony, it's a nice thing for Trevor Story to say. It's good for the Anthony family.
Yeah, no, it's going to take some time to get there.
It's good for, what's her name?
Leah Anthony. Yeah.
Leah Anthony's brand.
Pretending like he doesn't know.
Yeah. All I know is that when I go to the WEI Instagram account,
yeah,
like the first thing I see is her thing, her story.
Well, I don't know, maybe they follow her. I don't know. She was on the Greg Hill show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely follow. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You want to keep up with what the Anthony family's doing.
Speaking of the Anthony family, do you often see full families at a press conference to announce a contract?
Well, here's a little inside behind that, which is, so the whole family is there. Yeah, to answer your question, yeah, you do.
You do?
Yeah, you do. Hmm. But then they all get up to, let's take a picture, right?
On the dais.
Yeah. So, you know, we're like, okay, we've done this a million times. You take the picture, even though it's going to be on every news service all around. We take the picture, post the picture. I had to delete the picture 24 hours later.
Why?
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Why'd you have to delete the picture?
Because the comments about the sister were just like, we're feeding my timeline.
Just mute it. Just mute the conversation. You can continue to get those likes and hits. You had to delete the photo because of the
deleted the photo. But I will
say, it's not like you snap. Do like a creepy
photo.
I
don't feel bad about it. I'm
sorry that happened to you.
But the funny thing is, she's very, very nice. She definitely, when she took the photo, everybody else is just like these straight ahead.
She knows
how to pose. I mean, you know how to pose. I know how to pose. She knows how to pose.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
You can join the show at 617-779-7937. By the way, a bullpen game last night.
Ooh.
Bernardino, one scoreless inning. Nice. Thanks for your efforts. Richard Fitz goes four, gets hurt, gives up three runs. But then they turn it over to Mats Whitlock Chapman. And they were all nails.
All nails.
Whitlock and Chapman, I mean, the Red Sox have had a lot of really good, like, setup man closer combos over the years. I'm not saying it's the best.
Okay.
I'm saying it's getting there. Chapman might be the best.
And that's
high praise because they've had some stud
I think
closers.
Whitlock's development or his whatever, ascension, has been one of the biggest thing that they could have had. Because what's worse for a team that either you don't have a closer and you just blow it all the time, or you don't have an eighth inning and a closer, but even if you don't have an eighth inning guy to get to the closer, that's miserable.
Oh yeah.
And so they actually, that's one of the reasons I think they identified Jordan Hicks. Like Jordan Hicks, go back and look at how they were using him out of the gate.
I wanted Jordan Hicks to be good.
Well, a lot of teams wanted Jordan Hicks to be good.
Sadly, he
Harrison
is not.
Harrison Hicks, they both suck.
That guy was on it. That was the day of the trade. He was on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, he nailed it. All right, it's a tier Tuesday.
Oh.
I haven't told you this yet, but we are going to be tiering AL Cy Young winners since 2000.
Oh, I don't know if I can do this legally.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. No, it's not for this year.
I have to go run it through the BBWA lawyer. Sorry.
Past winners.
Okay.
We're going to tier them. I'll tell you what the tiers are, and then we will tier them on
this.
The fly.
I love it. Thank you.
All right, we'll do that coming up next. Right now, here is Bridget with What's Trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI and WEI.com is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Red Sox are back in the win column after a 4-3 win against the Orioles last night. Roman Anthony started the game with a leadoff home run, and Jaron Duran hit the go-ahead 3-run home run in the fifth inning. Starter Richard Fitz left the game in the sixth inning with a bicep injury, but after the game said that he was feeling pretty good, and the Sox and the Orioles will play their second game of the series tonight. Lucas Giolito will get the start opposite Kyle Bradish. This will be Bradish's first start in 14 months after undergoing Tommy John surgery last June. First pitch is at 6:35 tonight, and you can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded, and don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at 5:35 with Christian Arcand. It's cutdown day in the NFL. Every team must be at their 53-man roster by 4 p.m. tonight. This morning, the Patriots cut-tackled DeMontre Jacobs and kicker Parker Romo. Two holdouts in the NFL ended yesterday. The Bengals and Trey Hendrickson agreed to a one-year raise worth $14 million, and the Commanders and Terry McLaurin agreed to a three-year deal to keep the star receiver in Washington. Also, Jacoby Myers has requested a trade from the Las Vegas Raiders. Trending now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the 99 Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp for just $14.99. You've got to love the nines. I'm Bridget Prue, and that's what's trending now.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Let's go!
That's right. It's a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Jones is off. Rob Bradford is in, making his tier debut.
Oh, my goodness.
So I figured we'd do something in your wheelhouse. We're going to be tiering American League Cy Young winners since 2000.
Oh, Rick Porcello doesn't make the cut.
Yes, he does. What do you mean?
Rick Porcello? Oh, since 2000.
Since 2000.
All right.
Not before 2000. No, I know that's probably what you wanted to do. No, but we're going to kind of freshen it up a little bit. So just American League Cy Young winners, and we're going to put them in.
Can we talk about the 78 playoff game again?
We're not. Nick scrubbed that from the podcast. Right, so
okay.
You can't hear that.
All right.
We have five tiers. We can add or subtract them if we see fit. Top tier, GOAT. Nick, GOAT.
Go!
All right, this next tier down, so not GOAT, but really good, would be Nasty.
Nasty. Right.
Will Kimble, Nasty. Middle tier, Frisky. It's a Frisky tier.
Sounds like a fart.
Use it. Fart and
that
frisky?
Was a cat.
Your fart sound like that?
kind of.
Oh my god! You might go to a doctor.
Day. Depends on the day.
That's not good.
Sick brag.
Come on, where's the sick brag, bro? Let's go.
The fourth tier down. This will be the second from the bottom. It's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. And then the last one is sort of like a one-hit wonder type of team. So I'm thinking tub thumping. The one-hit wonder, which you have. Again, you mentioned Rick Porcello earlier, so I'm not saying that's where we put him.
He's elite, in my book.
Okay, well, so this will be interesting how we do this. So Bridget's going to throw a name at us. It's going to be somebody who won a Cy Young within the last 25 years in the American League, and then we're going to tier him, and then Terp is going to make a sick graphic that you can put up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram. That's how we play Tier Tuesday.
I love it. Yeah, okay. No, I'm ready.
All right, Let's Bridget, go. What do you got?
All right, we'll start at the top here. Tarik Skubal.
All right, last year's Cy Young winner. It's still early on.
Nasty.
Is he nasty already? He looks like he could either win. I think Crochet is going to win, but Skubal could win it again this year, which would be back-to-back. You can't put him GOAT because there's some names on here that are like already in the Hall of Fame. I think Nasty might be right, or would you put him at Frisky to sort of see where he goes?
I would put him at Nasty.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, which is assuming. Might be cart before the horse, but still.
A little bit. But no, he
two straight years, I'll take it. Nasty.
Okay. Very good. Tarik Skubal, Nasty.
All right, we have Garrett Cole.
Ooh.
Garrett Cole.
He got devalued with the four fingers.
But yeah, it's all right.
Oh, you want to go that low, huh?
I think he stinks because the Red Sox own him, but no, he's
the
really
Red
good.
The Red Sox What's wrong do with you? Own him. He's not great in the playoffs, although some of his play, he's not as bad as people make him out to be. He's had some good playoff appearances, but he's been bad in some really big games, which I think sort of tips the scales. And like the year he won the Cy Young 2 years ago, I think he had like a one ERA against everybody but the Red Sox. I would say maybe more frisky.
Was that his 300 strikeout season?
So frisky is just above just all right, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the third. It's the middle.
It's the middle.
It's the middle.
Yeah, frisky. He's locked in on frisky. I don't think he's.
No, his 300 strikeout season was actually 2019 with Houston.
But he's still really good.
He is really good.
He's still really good.
But he's kind of forgotten
Nick, what's
this
wrong
year
with
the injury.
Okay,
yeah,
come on.
Nick's out of his mind. All right, let's go Cole and Frisky.
All right, and then we got Justin Verlander, who's won it more than once. So,
Goat. Yeah, Verlander's ridiculous.
Goat. Hall of Fame, right? I mean, goats are Hall of
right
Famer.
In. Walks right into the Hall of Fame.
Along with Kate Upton.
Yep. Sure.
Walks side by side.
In fact, he should have won it the year that Porcello won it. I'm with Kate Upton on
earmuffs.
This one. He did not deserve to win it that year.
I don't think you understand. Rick Porcello built a house in Vermont with his own bare hands.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that how you win the award?
That's really exciting.
I literally can't say anything.
That's great.
Well, I saw Young Andy's Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's a different award.
All right.
All right, next, Robbie Ray.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, Robbie Ray. How about that? Now, was that the COVID year?
No, it was 21.
Oh, so that was the year after the COVID year.
Yep.
All right, well, good for Robbie Ray. But yeah, that is a...
He signed a one-year deal, won the Cy Young, made a lot of money. Also, elite pants game.
Oh, he's got elite pants game?
Yeah.
What was he doing with
like,
his pants?
Like, paints his pants
like
on.
Like skinny jeans, basically.
Yeah, skinny jeans.
Okay.
I mean, Crochet is under the radar. Thing. Yeah, he's... I did a whole, like... Oh, I can't say
that. No, you can't. Don't play the drop. Don't play the drop. Go ahead.
No.
Let's hear it. What did you do?
I wanted to know about why Crochet does the thing with his pants. Like, he pegs his pants like he did when you're going out on the night in town in college.
I don't know what any of that
means.
You know
what? Bridget, you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what pegging your pants?
I just had to ask Nick.
Yeah.
When we talk
apparently
fashion, we go to
Apparently
it
means you roll it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Roll up. I just
the bottom
call that
of your pants,
it.
you roll it up. You peg them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I only have to do that because I'm short. I didn't know people did it for...
Yeah, no.
When it's a flood outside.
That was the thing, the jeans.
The jeans makes
your quads look huge.
Oh, okay.
I'm not aware of any of this. You've been talking to Tyler O'Neill too long.
But Crochet does a whole thing with his pants.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll take your word for it.
That's the Robbie Ray. So I'm bringing it back to Robbie Ray.
So it could be another Cy Young winner, assuming.
It does not make Robbie Ray any better, though. I would put him at the bottom.
Yeah, top thumping.
All right, now we are at the COVID year. Shane Bieber.
I know, he's top thumping. That's a one-hit wonder.
No.
Yo, he's all right?
One notch above that.
All right, it's all right.
What is that, Frisky?
No, it's all right.
No, we should, somebody should have written the tears down for Bradford.
Please, it's all right.
Do you need a printout?
No, I do.
It's too late for that. It's too late for that. We're moving on.
No. So
a little bit better than that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, the next one coming in 2018, Blake Snell.
Did Blake Snell win two of these or just one? Maybe he finished highly in another
Frisky.
Year.
Frisky.
I think he won twice.
Yeah, so he might be.
Oh, no, one was with the Padres, though.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't count?
No, it counts, but not. But like, he won't show up on this list twice, is what I mean. But
he's frisky.
I think he's frisky, too.
Yeah.
Could have won a World Series if they just left him in.
Sorry, I can't listen to that sound anymore.
Yeah, it's tough for you.
It's tough.
Man. It's tough. It takes on a whole new meaning now.
No, I think, did Bradford just fart? All right.
Wait. Save that?
Yeah, save that drop. No. Next, Corey Kluber.
Ooh, people don't. We are jaded by his time in Boston.
He was an opening day starter.
Yeah.
I know.
That was a tough go.
I know.
All right, so he had. He's won it twice. He also finished third twice and ninth once. So he had a 5-year run where he was elite.
Middle of the road.
Frisky.
Frisky.
Yeah, I would think that's fair. You're right. It ended poorly, but like he was really, really good for a while.
All right.
We don't want too many more of those.
Yeah, please don't.
Here's a good Lumberjack Award winner, Rick Porcello.
All right. Do Yeah, 100%.
Elite.
Rick Porcello should not have won that year.
Wrong.
He had 22 wins. It's like when Bob Welch beat Roger Clemens. They went on wins, which they don't do anymore.
Okay.
So Verlander had like twice the WAR that year. He had a lower ERA. He threw more innings and had, I think, like 70 more strikeouts.
But
he was better in every way
doesn't
except
matter.
For wins.
Doesn't matter.
Rick Porcello. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It was all of it was worth it. Number one, to see the reaction of Rick Porcello crying with his family. And number two, having Kate Upton go off the rails on social media.
That's true. She was
when
defending her
Rick
guy.
Porcello did win.
Verlander did receive more first place votes.
Yeah, wasn't the Rick Porcello had like the most runs scored for him?
Who did Porcello?
Like, I think
he had
the best run support in baseball that
year. Probably. Yeah, probably.
So wait, Bradford, what tier are you putting him in then?
No. I'm going to overrule.
He won't.
We can't put this graphic up and have him anywhere other than tub thumping.
Okay, sorry.
Make sure you put an asterisk next to that.
Yeah. Term. Okay. All right. What else?
All right. Dallas Keuchel.
It's got to be a one-hit wonder. He's got a lot of injuries and stuff like that.
He's better than you think, though.
Is he
better than you think?
Oh, okay. Now I'm going to have to look this up. All right. He has had. He won the Cy Young in 15. He finished fifth in 2020, which was a COVID year.
Doesn't count.
And he never received votes any other year. That is the definition of a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
It's a quick little... Okay. All right, we gotta rip some more.
Okay. All right, Max Scherzer.
Oh.
Goat, right?
Goat.
Yeah, goat.
Max Scherzer. He's in the hall.
Yeah. Oh,
he's in the Hall of Fame.
Hall for sure.
And by the way, oh my goodness, if you Google Max Scherzer...
Those eyes.
Scary. It's
scary.
And by the way,
you don't know which one to look at.
And by the way, if you look at the last month, he's been really good.
Yeah, he's gonna be
a hero. He's gonna
help somebody.
Yeah, he could and everyone's gonna gaze into those eyes and remember how good he is.
Yeah.
Our guy with the special elbow, David Price.
Oh.
So yeah, it's all right.
Would you go it's all right, or would you even go as high as Frisky, put him on the same tiers like Cole, Snell, and Kluber? I know it, like, listen, I was not his biggest fan while he was here.
You weren't?
Was anybody nobody, his biggest fan?
No,
good,
fair. Nobody was. He was a bit of a nightmare. So, let's double check. How many years did he get Cy Young votes?
Cy Young, he won second place twice.
Yeah.
One Cy Young.
And sixth once.
I'm going Frisky.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Just to hear the sound.
Yeah, effect. No, seriously. Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Felix Hernandez.
I think he's nasty. I considered voting for him for the Hall of Fame. Like
you
I think
did? You have a Hall of Fame vote?
Yeah, on the show we do.
Okay.
Everybody has a
show.
Hall. I'm a small hall guy.
Are you?
Didn't vote for anybody.
Notably, I'm a small hall
really?
Guy.
Really?
I'd get some of these guys out.
No Pedroia?
Get Pedroia out. Get Roland out. Get Biggio out. Get a bunch of these guys out of there. Shrink that Hall of Fame. But he's not on that top tier. I think Felix Hernandez, though, is in the nasty tier.
Oh, yeah.
Second tier down? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the verge of the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, he was awesome.
You know what? Like, he actually came back in the COVID year, 2020, and hadn't given up a run. He was pitching for the Braves, hadn't given up a run all spring training. And then he pitched in the last game in COVID and was never heard from again.
Oh, my God. COVID took him?
COVID took him.
Good Lord. His Cy Young finishes second, first, fourth, eighth, second, seventh. Yeah, he was pretty filthy.
All
next.
Right. Zach Greinke.
Nasty.
Greinke was pretty nasty. A peculiar fellow. You ever had a chance to interview Zach Greinke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ask him why he was telling, I don't remember, is he against the Astros when he was telling his pitches and then they were hitting home runs off of him?
What?
Like, Zach Greinke would hold up which number he would throw the pitch and then throw that pitch. So like if he held up a one, he'd throw a fastball.
So he won one Cy Young 09 with the Royals, but he finished second, fourth, seventh, eighth. I don't know. I would say more Frisky. I don't think he's nasty. I think he's Frisky. What do you think of that? Yeah.
I'll go with that.
All right.
Cliff Lee.
He's right along with Greinke, I bet.
Yeah, you think so? All right.
Perennial rumored to be traded to the Red Sox for like a few years.
That's true.
Always.
Part of my favorite prospects trade. It was
Blake Swihart?
No, it was Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips, and Grady Sizemore for Bartolo Colon when Montreal and Cleveland trade.
That's
a haul.
So Cliff Lee won the Cy Young.
Yep.
Because that's why he's on this list.
No doubt.
Finished third, finished fourth, finished sixth, finished seventh.
Yeah, but middle tier's fine. Middle tier's fine.
There you go.
All right. CC Sabathia.
Oh.
I don't think it's GOAT.
It's GOAT.
You think it's GOAT?
He's in the Hall of
Fame. He's in the Hall.
It doesn't mean it has to be GOAT. He'd be a small hall guy.
Keith wouldn't have voted for him.
I think I would go more nasty. I think you would say you'd put him on there with Verlander.
Yeah, I voted for the Hall of Fame.
All right.
Can't be a hypocrite.
But, sick brag, bro.
Yeah, but even in the Hall of Fame, there can
hold
be...
Hold on, I'm going to the bathroom.
Hold on a second. There can be tears within the Hall of Fame, though, right? Like, every guy's in the Hall of Fame, but you could tear that up. Right? Like, CeCe Sabathia and Justin Verlander, you think are on the same tier?
Yeah. Okay. Any Hall of Fame I'm putting there.
Okay.
That everybody knows that. Let it be said, let it be done.
Fine. Next.
Right. Johan Santana.
So he burned as hot as anybody and then was done. But he was incredible. He was as dominant a pitcher, I think, as there was for like a couple-year stretch.
So you have Cy Young, two yeah. Cy Youngs.
Two Cy Youngs.
Third and Cy Young, fifth and two-thirds, one fifth, one seventh.
Let's put him in nasty.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
All right.
Bartolo Colon.
Ooh.
Nasty.
What a great era that was with the Red Sox.
Yeah. He also hit you a home run, you know, if you asked him to.
One of the greatest photos of when he took the swing, his oblique, the helmet came flying off.
To me, it's more about his longevity, which is really impressive. I would say he's more in it's all right. I don't look at him as, like, as good as a lot of these guys that we've already mentioned. He was really, like, he got the ball and went. He pitched until he was, like, 50 years old, which is cool. But I'd put him below all the frisky guys.
I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's all right.
Thank you, Rossi.
All right, Roy Halladay.
The late, great Roy Halladay. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
You would have him in the top tier.
Yep.
All right. I guess that's...
I mean, you wouldn't?
No, I would. I would. I'm just saying, just because he's in the Hall of Fame, I feel like there should be some debate there.
I'm up for debate.
Okay.
Just debate.
All right. Let's get to the last three names, okay, and then I'll have a pitch for you. All right.
Barry Zito.
Oh, you like Zito as frisky, Nick?
Zito was nasty for those A's teams.
Oh, he had a 12-6 curveball like you read about.
I don't think you understand. They didn't even include him in the Moneyball book.
Yeah. No Hudson Mulder or Zito.
Scott Hatterberg was the savior of that
team. They did have a lot of Scott Hatterberg. Justice.
Scott Hatterberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, gets on base.
Chad Bradford.
I got a new idea. They get on base. Let's get players that get on base.
I got a bunch of good Scott Hatterberg stories, but I can't tell them because you're just going to say sick brag, bro.
Sick.
They got Ricardo Rincon to come out of the pen.
Like,
one-time random baseball player.
We flew to Cleveland to make a trade.
All right, the last two, Bridget, you can put them together.
All right, last two are Roger Clemens and Pedro Martinez.
Oh.
So this is why I think you can break up the GOAT tier, because when you look at Pedro and Clemens, do Verlander, Max Scherzer, CeCe Sabathia, and Roy Halladay, should any of those guys get bumped down just because you look over and you see Pedro and Clemens to sort of separate them a little bit?
Rattle them off again.
So you have Verlander, Max Scherzer, CeCe Sabathia, and Roy Halladay.
No.
On the same tier as maybe the two best pitchers of all time.
It is what it is. I mean,
okay.
There's some players in the Hall of Fame better than others. It is what it is.
But that's the whole idea of tiering.
Right, but if
now you're trying to rank in the tier, it's like Jones is here.
I'm not trying to rank in the tiers. I'm just saying Pedro and Clemens probably deserve to be on like the super GOAT tier.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I think you guys boxed yourself in, and now you gotta make another tier above.
If there was one thing I learned at Springfield College,
maybe.
There's a difference between tiers.
Tiers of power rankings.
Tiers and power rankings.
I know, there's a difference.
All right,
so for right now, we have in the GOAT tier, Verlander, Scherzer, Sabathia, Roy Halladay, Clemens, and Pedro. Again, this is AL Cy Young winners since 2000. Nasty, Scooble, Felix Hernandez, Johan Santana. Frisky is the busiest tier. Gerrit Cole, Blake Snell, Corey Kluber, David Price, Zach Greinke, Cliff Lee, Barry Zito. The It's All Right tier, Shane Bieber, Bartolo Colon. And then the one-hit wonder tub-thumping tier, Robbie Ray, Rick Porcello,
Asterisk.
Dallas Keuchel. Asterisk, right.
Yeah.
I think we did a pretty good
job. I think it's a solid list.
All right.
Good job.
You can weigh in here at 617-779-7937. Terp's going to make a graphic and put them out on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Yes.
One quick question.
Yep.
If Garrett Crochet wins this year, what tier would he be in?
It's so early. Yeah, probably GOAT tier. No, well, I mean, maybe put him on there with Scooble or probably Frisky and then sort of see where it goes.
Okay.
Right, because this will be his first full season of the
majors. Congratulations, so Garrett Crochet. You're frisky.
He's got my vote.
Yep.
Unfortunately,
you get
it's not recognized
effect, yeah.
by the BBWAA. All right, my question for Brad for coming up. Don't tell me what it is. I'm going to ask the question now. You can answer on the other side.
All right.
What former Red Sox, who is a current player,
would you most want on this year's team? You don't have like a long-term deal with them, but just for the rest of this year's run, former Red Sox, who's currently in the majors.
Okay.
Maybe it's obvious. Maybe it isn't.
Okay.
Hold on to that answer. Plus, Tom E. Kern joins us at high noon here on WEEI.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI, Rob Bradford in for Jones, and Tom E. Curran will join us coming up at high noon on NFL cutdown day. Rosters down to 53 by 4 o'clock this afternoon. But Bradford, I asked you the very important question. For this Red Sox team, for the rest of this season, which former Red Sox, who's currently in the majors, would you most want?
So,
besides Rafael Devers.
Just kidding. Forget it. So the first, and Ali Sanchez. Oh, no, he's with Worcester. So he's in the organization.
You have him.
He is, by the way, if he at some point isn't a random baseball player of the game.
Could be.
He is the most random baseball player ever been on a Red Sox roster. Anyway, my initial reaction was something that's different than what I'm going to say.
Okay.
It may or may not have to do with I just wolfed down half a five-hour energy.
Ooh, so you have like 2.5 hours energy coming your way?
Sick brag, bro.
Okay. I literally can't walk. I can't
just
speak.
Don't start any sentences with I. And you that's be fine. That's the key.
Keep them coming. Yeah, I like that's it. The key. That's all right.
Or you have to quickly brag yourself real quick. And then you do it before he hits the sounder.
It keeps me humble.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
So, yeah, what was your first
I was
going to
say Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, I think that's my answer. You guys have 45 dingers.
Okay. But what does this team need? What will be the most impactful thing for this team?
Probably
right
not
now?
Another left-handed bat.
Because Nathaniel Lowe is clearly the second coming of Kyle Schwarber.
He's the guy.
He's a guy. Although he's probably going to go on paternity leave in the next couple days. That's a scoop.
Lowe is?
Yeah, sick brag.
That is a scoop.
Yeah.
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 Is having a kid? Congrats. Congrats to him. Congrats.
So,
take all the time you need.
Really?
I did.
No, why did you say you did?
No, I did. I got made fun of for it. I didn't take it right away, though, because I think Odyssey has a policy where it's like you get like 4 weeks of paternity, but you can use it throughout the whole year.
Mm.
So I took like one, I think when little CeCe Beans was born, and then I waited like a month, took another week. Waited like another month, took another week.
Fortunately, I was working for myself when I had my kids.
You can take all the time you want. No, but so I would go Schwarber. I know it's another left-handed
power bat. No, it's a good one, though. It's a good one.
He's been insane. But there, so Mookie Betts would be still the guy. Maybe I know he's having a bad year, but that'd still be the guy I would want. The other possibilities would include some of the pitchers.
No,
like Nathan Eovaldi.
That's your guy? That was my answer. Nathan Eovaldi. He's actually having a historic year in terms of ERA. You know what he's going to do in the playoffs. He is the perfect guy to have on this team right now.
He is. He's made 22 starts this year. He has a 1.73 ERA and 129 strikeouts.
And here's the thing that's frustrating about that. The Red Sox almost signed him this offseason. Like Garrett Whitlock was saying that he went to bed that night. He thought that Nathan Eovaldi was signing with, because he's tight with him, he thought that he was signing with the Red Sox.
Ugh.
And then the Rangers came in and offered a third year, and then he's staying.
That would have been pretty good.
Yeah, better than Buehler.
Pavetta's been really good this year.
Yeah, I'll
take Eovaldi. Yeah, I think it's Eovaldi, Schwarber.
Although Mookie's intriguing, man. Like, I don't know where he can play.
Position.
He could play second.
He could play right.
He could play second.
You put him in second.
That actually might be a good one.
He is having, as much as I have, I was pissed like everybody else around here when they traded him and what they got in return and seeing how good he's been since, he is having his worst year. And it's really not even close. He has 14 home runs. He's hitting .250. And his OPS is just under 700, which would be, it's never been under 800 in his career.
So he was sick at the beginning. Remember, was sick at the beginning of the year.
Oh yeah, right. He didn't play those first
two
games.
He looked small, like for what he was, but still, unlike Devers, unlike our guys Devers, he's an outplay shortstop, and that clearly is going to take away from your offense a little bit.
Yeah.
He's been a little bit better in August. .295, .770 OPS. I ride with Mookie though, man.
So would I. So he has 7 years left on his contract.
That doesn't matter to me.
No.
This is an aberration.
My question. Yeah. So how many more All Star games do you think he goes to?
He goes to
two or three. Four?
In the next 4 years, I bet he goes to three.
Okay. Very good.
And he has a podcast where you have to evidently wear sunglasses for every time everybody's on it.
Have you ever been on it?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Mookie hasn't asked you to be on his podcast?
Sick bro.
What's
wrong with you?
All right.
He literally asked a question.
He's losing it back there.
He's
got a hair trigger now. All right, well, that's fine. We're going to get to Tom E. Curran, talk about the Patriots. Any chance of them acquiring Jacoby Myers, who has reportedly asked for a trade out of Vegas. We'll talk to Curran coming up next here on Jones and Keefe with Rob Bradford in for Jones, WEEI.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.